Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up, blind dating game contestant Mary in the studio with us on the radio, on the stream, and on Twitch. What are you laughing about?
She's just waving from Jackson's room, and it's making me giggle.
Well, we might never even get to this blind dating thing. Oh, Jackson's. I forgot he was engaged. I was going to say, if you leave her in the back with Jackson.
No, Jackson's over at Truck Day.
I forgot he's still there.
We're going to check in with Jackson over at a very exciting Truck Day where it is 20 degrees momentarily. We do currently have a fundraiser ongoing with the Greg Hill Foundation for Ava Harlow, who suffered injuries involving an MBTA Green Line trolley on January 27th. And I want to thank those of you who have, we're getting close to $10,000 donated since we started this yesterday for Ava and for her family. And I want to thank those of you who have given, but I also wanted to get Maria on, who is a good friend of Ava's and called the show this morning, I think to also say thank you. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
Thanks for checking in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. And you're absolutely right. I would love to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone that has donated to Ava. The support means more than you know. And people have been so kind and so generous. It's really, really heartwarming. I don't know if you mind if I say a special shout out to Ladder 15, Boston Back Bay. You guys first on the scene. You saved her, and we're grateful. Mm.
Ava's a college student.
Yeah, she's a sophomore at Bridgewater. I'm a friend of her mom's. I've known her mom since we were in high school, and so I've known Ava since she was hours old. But yeah, she's a sophomore in college. She's, she's a good kid. She's hardworking. She's smart. She's funny. She's strong and independent. And, you hate like anything to see something come along and derail her plans, because she was going places, and this is going to be a huge setback for her. And not that we're very, very hopeful for her recovery. Don't get me wrong, but that she's going to have some hurdles to clear in the weeks and months to come.
Well, I know that everybody tells me how strong of a person she is and what a great person she is. And so I know it's a long road to recovery, but yes. I hope that you will let her know that everybody who listens here is thinking about her. All of us are thinking about her.
Thank you.
And anything that we can do to help, we will be happy to do. So
we appreciate that. The family is appreciative. And, this fundraiser is a huge help because, we all have short attention spans, right? And 6 months from now, people have moved on to something else, but Ava will still be recovering. She's going to need a lot of support. So whatever we can do to help make that easier for her, make it easier for her family. And thank you to your listeners and your supporters. I don't have the words to express
Maria,
the gratitude.
Maria, thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you.
All right. So if you've already given, thank you. We pledged yesterday that we would match the first $5,000 given, and we are almost at $10,000, $9,557 that you have given so far last time I checked. So you can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
And 20 years old, that's going to hit home for a lot of people,
yes,
whether
right.
You're a college student or you have kids in college. Her entire life changed in the blink of an eye. So. Yeah.
Like they said, she's still here with us. That's
yes.
The most important.
And once again, Ladder 15, Boston's firefighters, the second there's an issue, they come without thought and help save a life.
I believe some of their brothers and sisters saved us when Courtney nearly lit the building on fire trying to prepare a bagel.
They did. Mm-hmm. They came with their axes and full gear.
You know when you walk around Chicago, there's signs of relics from the Great Chicago Fire. We should have a plaque that's there to commemorate the morning that Courtney nearly burnt the place.
A black bagel statue?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Did they send you a bill for that?
No,
you know,
bill.
Like, you know how when they rescue somebody who's hiking and gets stuck in the mountains, they should have sent Courtney a bagel bill.
I brought them Dunkin' Donuts, bagels, donuts, coffee, and they said, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. They said, the smartest people in the world, all the students at Harvard, they get called once a week. So
I love, by the way, Curtis,
Zuckerberg.
I love the comments when you mention something like that. There's like a Twitch comment that says that's their job.
Oh, go after
well,
yourself.
Yes, it
honest
is.
To God, just go outside and kick yourself in the nuts.
Yes, it is their job.
And then call 911 and beg for help, because that's what we all do, because we're all pansies, except for the people that actually sign up to walk into burning buildings, you a-hole.
They happen to, their job is saving people's lives, and they do it pretty well. Mm. So, I mean, I think it's okay to thank them every once in a while.
Is there any gratitude in society?
No, none. We are doomed. The world is ending soon, thank God, because everybody is such a jerk.
I'm enjoying this world. I am too wiggy,
but you listen to these people, and it's like everything you say. You say the sky is blue. They're like, well, actually.
Remember, there's more good people than there are bad.
Actually, real courage is using a fake name and slinging insults behind a keyboard. Thank you.
Let's check in at Fenway Park and the excitement of the 20th annual Truck Day. Jackson, good morning.
Oh, thank you, Curtis. Your anger is like a warm blanket to me. It makes me very happy.
How's it going over there, Jackson?
It's very cold, but I do think I have a Great Hills Show exclusive.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw them load Chris Sales' bike onto the back of the truck. I have a picture to prove it.
You do?
Wow.
I do.
They were actually putting a bike onto the truck to take it to Fort Myers?
Yes.
Huh. Smart move by Chris Sales. Save yourself on some shipping costs.
Right.
Are there no bikes in Fort Myers? Like,
maybe that's a special bike, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we all have a special bike.
Very special.
Are there any fans, any rabid baseball fans that are gathered out there in the cold this morning yet?
There is not one.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think the truck. What time does the truck leave, Curtis? Is that 10 a.m. or 11? I mean, what time does the frivolity begin?
It begins at noon, and you better get there soon because it's going to fill up fast.
Okay. How about the 20,000 baseballs? Are they halfway through those, or how close are they to having all those loaded?
They did them one by one. They threw them on one by one, so it's taking a while.
All right, Jackson, we'll need you back here. So great job on the scene.
All right, Jackson.
All right.
Curtis says, come on, you can come back home. Jackson.
Wait, shouldn't I go to Brady International Airport so I can go to Montana and get that damn spy satellite out of the air?
You could do that if you want.
I was hoping he gave us a play-by-play in the passenger seat of the truck from here to Florida.
I don't think we can do without him. We need him here.
Oh, okay.
We'll put that on our HD signal.
All right. Coming up next, we will meet the first ever contestant on the blind dating game here at WEEI.
My girl, Mary.
Mary brought food in.
She did. She brought treats.
Instant home run bringing food in. Mm-hmm. So we'll meet Mary, and you'll meet Mary, and we'll talk about the blind dating game for Valentine's Day coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.